This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
There are new developments in the Amtrak crash investigation. The FBI finding no evidence of bullets being fired at the train before that crash.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 19th, 2015, and today is the birthday of Malcolm X. He would have been 90 years old today. And it is voting day, or as folks like to call it, election day.
Yeah.
In a number of states, including in the state of Pennsylvania, they are going to the polls, as well as Jacksonville, for the runoff.
Duval.
Between the incumbent mayor, that
Alvin
would be
Brown,
Alvin Brown.
My man, my man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is facing a challenger from the Republican Party. The former Republican Party chair, that would be Lenny Curry. The sheriff's race is also drawing a lot of interest because of the recent spike in crime there. And in Pennsylvania, as I said, the polls are opening at 7 o'clock. The Democratic primary in Philadelphia's mayoral race is the marquee contest, and they say that six people are running for the party's nomination for mayor of Philadelphia, six Democrats, and the Republican is running unopposed. As you heard, the FBI found no evidence that gunfire caused damage to an Amtrak train that derailed at high speed, killing eight passengers. But investigators said yesterday they have not ruled out the possibility that something hit the windshield of the engineer's compartment. 170 members of the rival motorcycle gangs were charged with engaging in organized crime yesterday. That is the day after a shootout at a Texas restaurant that killed nine people and wounded 18. All 170 people have been charged in the Waco biker shootout. Bail set at $1 million each. The crowd of suspects so large, authorities opened a convention center to hold them all before they were arrested.
$1 million each for 170 gang members?
I didn't stutter this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's got that kind of... You know who's got that kind of money?
Bikers.
Crime, mob people.
Organized crime.
And
because that is what they were being charged with. And they say that these biker gangs are organized crime members. And so they should, if they don't have it, then they'll stay in jail. But that's $100,000.
Get the guy who made the patches to bail them out, because that's where the money is.
Well, the patches are also part of what caused the problem.
Whoever sold them patches got $1 million.
Metalark Lemon, the clown prince of basketball, former star of the Harlem Globetrotters, is being sued by his former wife and youngest son. They're suing the 83-year-old basketball phenom, seeking $250,000. They claim he never paid them in child support. Now, mind you, Metalark Lemon is 83. This is his ex-wife, and the son, Jonathan Lemon, is 48.
And they want how much?
$250,000 in
back child support.
Wow.
This is a story that goes back quite a while.
What's the statute of limitations on child support?
Well, apparently it's not enough, because he is already trying to. He's been trying to do this for a very long time. And he said the court date has been continued six times and scheduled for Thursday. It was continued again to August. So,
and he's 83.
How old is she?
Well, she's in her 70s, apparently.
He married a youngin.
And the son is 48. So, I mean, you know, that's not a lot of difference in ages there. And so they are looking for him to pay this $250,000. And he obviously, as he says, he does not have it. The president is on Twitter. Yesterday, he opened his own Twitter account. Michael Cotman talks about that on BlackAmericaWeb.com. He was on Twitter yesterday saying, "Hello, Twitter, it's Barack." Really? 6 years in, they're finally giving me my own account. And go follow the president. Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.